Derek, did you have a good feel about the Raiders from the outset? The whole process?
I did. You know, I had a good feel. I knew how they felt about me. You know, they were very open to that. And so, you know, I didn't know when it was going to be. But as soon as you saw them coming back up, you know, I didn't know what they were going to do or if they were going to do it. But I'm glad that they did.
When you were talking during the combine, you were saying that the perception of the national media was different than what you were hearing from the teams that you were speaking with. Is this essentially what they were telling you? Were you around about where you'd be taken?
Honestly, it could have been anything. You know, it just depended on what they did in the first round. So, I mean, getting into all the scenarios would, you know, obviously take forever. But there was a lot of, you know, high grades, you know. But it happens to be that, you know, it took an extra day. But I'm being more happy.
Do you care about staying in California? Do you care about playing for a team, you know, not far away from part of where you grew up?
Well, I do now. You know, I'm happy to be in California. I'm so happy. You know, honestly, you know, I'm a football player. You know, I'll play anywhere. But the fact that it's in Oakland, I can't tell you how happy I am.
Do you come in hoping to compete for a starting job as a rookie?
That's for the coaches to decide. Me, I'm going to be the same person every day. I'm going to come in. You know, the coaches know who they're getting. I told them, you know, that you guys, I said, I appreciate you calling. You know what you're getting. And, you know, I'm going to come in and work. I'm going to come in and compete. I'm going to come in and try and make the team better. You know, I'm not a selfish guy, that's for sure. And I can't wait to get coached by those coaches.
I think you said at the combine you've been watching NFL film since you were 12. Is that an exaggeration or is that the case?
No, I don't lie. You know, that's the truth. You know, I really have. You know, I've been you know, watching film with my brother since I was 12. You know, before that was college. You know, now it's, you know, it was NFL film when I was 12. So yeah, I was watching that with him the whole time. And you know, I'm so excited. You know, that I'll be able to be watching film for NFL team.
How much is watching David and seeing what David went through help prepare you for what you're going to go through coming up?
Oh my goodness, it's such a blessing. You know, I learned everything that, you know, he did right, everything that he did wrong. You know, he's told me. You know, and, you know, he told me if he could, you know, do anything, you know, he hopes that he made the path smoother for me, you know, as I transition into the NFL.
Hey, Derek, what does it mean to be a Raider?
Oh my gosh, it means everything. I'm so happy. You know, my uncle was a Raider. I can't remember when, you know, off the top of my head right now, but he was a tight end for the Raiders when Coach Madden was a coach. It's been in our blood for a while. You know, especially being in the Valley, being from Fresno, there's definitely a lot of Raider fans that I run into.
Derek, did you grow up a fan? Were you a Raider fan growing up?
My family was. When I started, you know, really watching football, you know, David was already starting to get into Houston. When I kind of understood what was going on, you know, he was already at Houston. But my family, my brothers, growing up, they had Raider shirts, they had Raider jackets, and all that.
Derek, when David went through the process of the draft, you guys knew a few days ahead, for the most part, where he was going. How different was this process of the waiting and just not knowing for a day?
Yeah, I mean, you just sit there and wait for your phone to ring. It's weird. You know, you sit there, you know, you hope it rings with every pick that goes by. But I got to be honest, the way it worked out, you know, the place that I'm going, the coaches and players that I'll be around, I couldn't be happier.
What was your impression of Coach Olsen when you got to talk to him and about the, from what little you probably know right now, about the system they're going to run and is it going to suit you?
Oh, right. You know, the first time I met him, you know, we were going over protections, and I was, you know, spitting this, he would teach me the protection, I'd spit it right back to him, you know. So, you know, whether that was really their stuff or not, who knows. But I'll find out here real soon if it was. My impression of him is that the guy wants to win. You know, he wants to work. And, you know, that's everything that I'm about.
Derek, about the only knock I really saw on you from some of the scouts was the offense that you played in because of all the one-step drops and the real short routes. What's your response to that if you did hear any doubters along those lines?
You know, I have no response. You know, I'm just excited to get coached by these NFL coaches, you know, by Coach Flip, Coach Olson, Coach Allen. You know, I don't respond to that stuff. You know, me, I just keep my head down and I work. If it works out, you know, on the field, great. If not, I'm going to watch the film, I'm going to correct it, and I'm going to move forward. But I've dealt with too much adversity in my life with my son and my family to let anything that anyone has to say about me as a football player in this game affect me.
Will you be okay just, you know, let's say if you do have to take a couple years a backseat to Matt Schaub, are you okay with that as long as maybe you are the future of this franchise?
Well, you know, with them selecting me, I know their thoughts, you know. They want me to come in, work hard, compete. You know, whenever I'm the quarterback, you know, great. You know, to me, it doesn't matter. You know, you could. It doesn't matter what the situation is. You know, if I'm a starter, if I'm a backup, you know, to there to learn. My number one goal is to help the Raiders win, and I'm going to do that. You know, if I'm the starter, obviously on the field, I'm going to do my best. You know, to help them win. If I'm the backup, my role doesn't change. I'm still going to help the team win. How can I help Schaub during a game? How can I help him? You know, can I watch the safety? Can I watch the corners? Can I tell him when they were in this front, they played this coverage. When we were in this formation, they ran this coverage, brought this blitz on this down and distance. What can I do to help? All I'm here to do in Oakland is help that team win.